you the story of what happened at my hospital, the school, the one against what happened in the school. Well, let's start off with a different chapter. Rav Moshe is quoted in the Sefer Ksuba Kilkosa. Although the Maamukh was incorrect. I haven't had to track down right now the correct Maamukh. In Sefer Ksuba Kilkosa, Perek Gimel, Halacha, Sif Zayin, Yesh Omer Shalachat Kila in Lichlo Vatakhsuba Batsava Shuris. Some say you should not write the Ksuba in Sefer Torah Tzav, it's called Tzav Ashuris. Well, let's start off with a different chapter. Rav Moshe is quoted in the Sefer Ksuba Kilkosa. Although the Maamukh was incorrect. I haven't had to track down right now the correct Maamukh. In Sefer Ksuba Kilkosa, Perek Gimel, Halacha, Sif Zayin, Yesh Omer Shalachat Kila in Lichlo Vatakhsuba Batsav Ashuris. Some say you should not write the Ksuba in Sefer Torah Tzav, it's called Tzav Ashuris. His source is Igros Moshe, Eben Ezechela Gimel Simon Kuf Bey. It doesn't exist. It's only 52 months. You have to look, it must be either a different Chelek or a different Moshe. I don't know. I'm sure you can find it. Just get the Admoshe, you can find it probably with relative ease. The basis for it is quoted in the second half. The Rabbim Cholkin Aleihem Ramatir in the Loshon Pikbuk. There are those who disagree and say that you may have a Ksuba in Tzav Ashuris without any problem whatsoever. So the Shaila will be, what in the world, what's wrong with Tzav Ashuris? What could possibly be wrong with Tzav Ashuris for a Ksuba? What's the whole Shaila? We don't understand the Shaila. Well, the answer is found in the Tshuva of Rav Vozna Shlita, B'nai Brach. He says, the Ramah in Yerodea at the end of Simon Reish Pei Dalet. Okay, look it up. Where it says, Ein Lichto Dvorim Shal Chol B'Tzav Ashuris. You shouldn't write secular matters, you know, it's not like it's opposed to a Sefer Torah, because this makes a Megillah, Tillin, Mezuzah. You shouldn't use Tzav Ashuris for. So presumably Rav Moshe holds, I don't have the original, I can't find a bunch of Tzuvah, I didn't have a chance to look at it, but it's found that Rav Moshe says over there, a Tzuvah is double chol. And therefore you shouldn't write the Ksuba in Tzav Ashuris. Says Rav Vozna, Eim Shumok on the Hachma Bezeh. Because they mean Chol is Chol Mavish. So not over here, which is not the... Nay, the Eim Do Kedusha, either Do Kedusha Do Ksuba, Lo Mikri Chol in Yedzeh. It's not considered Chol. The proof is, I'm not going to believe it now, Gittin also has not Kodesh. Gittin is a double call, and if the Mimic call you throw to write, Ramon himself says the writer gets the Tzav Ashuris Davka. Even though get is double call, with no bracha, no kedusha, it's not a holy thing, that's relevant to the get law. It shouldn't take it to a violation of separation of church and state. One of the things is to say that get is a purely secular document, which it is. It is. I mean, secular is there's no, you don't invoke God, you don't invoke any religious principle right here. The Shema is legalism. It's not a religious document as such. It affects the religious divorce, but the document itself affects the secular vehicle. So? Wow. Okay, that's Rav Vozna's right. Wait a second. Let me now tell you the great story of what happened at Remember, we assume you do these, otherwise you wouldn't do it. Oh, so we'll start from the beginning. I'll tell you a great story. Here's the story goes as follows. I mentioned to you that there was a fancy ksuba written for my pastor by a cousin of mine, without my knowledge, and it was presented, and there was a mistake. I'll never tell you what the mistake was. But it started like this. The first mistake began, because the whole story began, luckily, Gam Kulatova, the Rav Soloveitchik was in the Saragadushin, but he didn't like the ksuba from the moment he looked at it. Why? Because it said in big letters on top of the page, it says, Burvi. On the first line, or the one word on the first line. Gurvi. If you ever get these illuminated children in the libraries, the museums, and the big books, they always had that word. Always. The first word was like the Gurvi, and then it started with Shabbos, you know, or something and something days, something and something. That's how it started, Berevi. You left it no good. But after all, a Tfilah is supposed to be written in a way, uniform style, same style. There should be no space between one word and another, because you're afraid that someone will put something in that space. And here, Berevi, a guy could have put in Berevi, I don't know what he said. Berevi, I'm not sure what you could possibly do there, next to Shabbos. Berevi, what would you possibly put in there?
Berevi or Kodesh Mark.
But that's Kodesh is there. Whatever you could possibly think of, you're no good. Finished, no good. But I know that Rabban Lichtenstein was there, sitting right there, he said, he doesn't understand why it's no good. The whole symbols are that way. He said, no good, no good, no good, he didn't want to use it. Okay. Didn't want to use it, but the filler felt the pressure, felt the heat from the bar, to want him to use it. She starts reading right there. You know, once he's reading out the part of soul, he said, ah, let's find something wrong. He reads, to read the Shabbat, the Chamisha Asa Yom, the Chodesh Elul, Shnat Chameshes Alofin, the Sheish Males, Shloshim. You know that was? 1870s. What happened was, follow. My cousin was popping out of the stage called Hamadrid. Hamadrid is a rabbinical guy. It was printed in the 1930s. But the man didn't have enough seichel to realize that in a few years, it's going to already be a new century from the Jewish perspective. He wrote down in the document itself, Chameshes Alof, the Sheish Males were blank. I would have written if I was writing in that period. I would write down Chameshes Alof, blank, blank, black males were blank, because after all, another 5 years, it's going to be a change. But he wasn't that precious, and he didn't know that. And my cousin didn't pick it up. He wrote a whole fancy silver, which was 100 years in the book. So when the Rav saw that, he was jumping for joy. I told you it was possible. Now I was stuck. Yeah. So what happened was, my cousin ran out. I mean, he felt a little bit, ran out of a fully roast. He ran out of a little desire in there. But he was interested in his hand. He got a hold of some other razor or something like that. Some kind of sharp implement. Took out the shakes, took out the shin, and he somehow managed to squeeze in a base and an iron where the shin was. The thing I ran to do with that was already, you know, after the, it was dry, it was way after the, it was over, I told you. He presented me back with the correction, with the one signature. I told you the story yesterday. We'll come back to that. Whether you get a lot of extra correction. It'll be changed anything. It says, iron, it says it's a shin. It changed anything. Wait a second. So that ksiba was set aside. So then starts the fun. So then luckily my wife has many uncles who are about him. And they brought ksibas. Hobby every rabbi to bring a ksiba with them. You never know what's going to happen. They brought in the RCA ksiba. You know, what could be better? The Rav is the chairman of the halakhic community. The Zinnikas, right? Obviously the ksiba is done with his bracha. So what could be better? What could be better? We look at the ksiba and says, no good. Yeah, I haven't even touched yet. No good. Why no good? Because in the top of the Arctic Silver, Bay Sam of Dalit. Kisiyata Dishmat. What's that going on? He said, what is it? A letter? It's a shtar! A shtar! A shtar is a legalistic document. That's what reminds me of this thing. It's a double hole. It's nothing. It's no kiddush. You know what? A busy out of the Shmai on this. Put it away. Didn't want to use it. Mamash, put it away. I'd say that was his RCA. Didn't want to use it. That was my wife's uncle. That was her father's brother. He was the active in the RCA, so he brought that. My mother's side was another uncle. He used it to Chaim Belina, so he brought the different silver, a Moshe's silver, we call it. Didn't say busy out of the Shmai. I thought, Baruch Hashem. So I was writing it out. Baruch Hashem, it didn't say Baruch Hashem. The Rav starts writing out the silver, and then he makes a mistake. He wrote my name wrong. He made a mistake, you know. No good. There's nothing left. All right, we have no choice to go back to the RCX silver. My silver finally is an RCX silver at the end. I'll have another story about that story later. He did the Beis Hamikdash. Still has the Beis Hamikdash. Never. What's the Shaila? I thought that was the Shaila over here between Rav Moshe and Rabbi Vosna. So Rav Moshe left out the Siyata Nishma because he yelled like the rope. Hashtag! Should use Ksavashuris. Rav Moshe Ksuba, I assume, is not Ksavashuris either. If he writes away in the safe, I imagine that his Ksuba, I guess, is he take away. Isn't Rav Moshe smaller than Ksavashuris? The one that you found out? I think so. Yeah. No, it's worse. It's more of a drop call. You'll say, wait, it's not a service. I don't know. When I say Rav Moshe, do Rav Moshe's list, or the printed in list of Rav Moshe. Anyway, that's Aleph. Yeah? Rav Moshe said it's not a drop call with respect to the drop call. I assume Rav Moshe would also allow you to have the Seattle of Shemaya, Horace Hombo Italia. I noticed over here in the Suba of Nu. Rav Stern in the back of the Suba the Plus of Rav Moshe's bedroom, it says over here, Bistiyad of Shemaya, Beis Hamikdash. See? It is Rav Moshe, if you use Ksav Ashuris, so yeah, the Shitasa. But wait a minute. Oh, there's one more story. I may have told you this people to the story. Yeah. But the Roshivas can't be Abner. I'll tell you the story of the Kitsa Nimitz again. This happened at the wedding of a Talmud Amar. Hush of a Talmud. I'm like, just made a twist last week, very close to the Talmud. So he got married, I'm talking now about, I don't know, almost 10 years ago, I think it was. And Roshivas Kambi Avner was the Masada Kedusha. But he just came and said, it's rough, and he asked me to take care of the technical matters. You know, super, and this and that, to take care of the technical matters. That's what I did. So I once told him, I forgot to when did this, about this story after my wedding, with the Rav and all sorts. So after the Ksuba was written and I gave it, I told you, I said, what do you do with the Ksuba after you write it? What do you do with it? No? No, you give it to the person who's going to read the Ksuba, so he can look it over for mistakes. I'll tell you the rule. So I gave it over to the one who's going to read the Ksuba was a Rebbe. So it was actually the Ksuba to Rebbe from West Long. Not a Rubin tree. So that's what the Kala was having in that shul. So I gave him the Ksuba, and I'm sitting in the front, next to the Goldberg, I'm for the Kukra, and he walks over to him and says, I'm Shuldig, excuse me. Can I make a comment about the Ksuba? Yeah. He says, well, he doesn't say the Seattle Mishnah. So I was over friends and thought they chuckle. He really knew. He said it. He said Yiddish. Because they had that paid it for an Adam Gadol, I'm going to go Dr. Nitschreib and do the Seattle Mishnah for Ksuba. I heard that maybe you shouldn't do it. Pavos Nitsch. So I was over friends and said, Zop Nir. He schreibt the Siyad Nishmaya by check. The Rebbe starts turning red. What? That's a check? Because it's all right, like a symbol of a Kodesh, and I go, I hear the result, and I go, that's exactly the fight over here, right? The same fight. So he looks at the video, she goes, is she over there? And put it, okay. So he gets up and he reads, don't read the Siyad Nishmaya over here. He reads over here. The Ezra's Hashem is Barak. That's what he has on the other side. He might have wrote it out long again, as like it was. He held that it was a double kodesh, and that's what you should write up. And then the Rav and maybe Rav Moshe held that it shouldn't be. Yeah, some of the middle is like the Yuri Hashem is wrong. This is a different story. Anyway, that's the first aura for today. Oh. Now that we've gone through this aura, let's discuss for a moment the question of, I'm saying, Rav Moshe said, have it have no substance. Doesn't he approve the font, is that the right word? Which is a Shuris font, which he probably would not have approved. Nor did he necessarily approve on the Ziyad Nishma either, necessarily, who knows? Look, the Rav did. The Rav of the RCH said, look, but he didn't. Obviously, he didn't tell about the Mizad of the Shemaya. Let the change his mind when the family wrote a cruise until the time I got married. I don't know. He didn't rescind it. The Rav was very active. Then he could have gone to pull up the RCH and tell the Rabbi Klaver and the core Rabbi Klaver, take out the Mizad of the Shemaya. It would have been gone the next time. No, it's still there. So I guess the Rav, they don't listen to him. It didn't intervene. I don't know, as the case may be. Let us continue with some of the halachas of Ksuba. I'm sorry? Oh, next. White it out. Thank you very much. This is my next issue. Hold on, one second. Wait, we're coming to that. I have one more nekuda. I mentioned to you by the word betanina, right? You know what betanina is? I told you? Betanina is a key word in the tzuba. He's accepted upon the son of by lifting up the handkerchief. So in the Sefer Tzuba Kilchasa, there's a lengthy discussion in Perek Gimel, in Sif Yud, about the question of when should you be mekabel kinyan, when should you write the betanina. We discussed the first day already, that before the summary shown him, it should come out, that the Kabbalah's kiddush should really be done after the kiddushin. After he puts the ring on the finger, he should pick up the handkerchief, and then he should sign the tzuba. That would be according to some shita. He quotes the shita, and the minig is amazing minig he quotes, that they would do Kabbalah's kinyin later, but they fill out the entire tzuba before the Kabbalah's kinyin. Unbelievable. They'd write the Kanina and they'd sign their name. That was never happened. The Eid of Oros. They'd write the Kanina in advance and sign their names before you ever pick up the handkerchief. We say that you're allowed to put in the word the Kanina before you pick up the handkerchief. We wouldn't approve you signing a name. What sign? It's not true yet. Didn't do it yet. I think I can take it and do something bad with it. But that was a thing which existed in some places where he quotes from Rav Vosner did that, and it was not coming back to Kishikra, etc., etc. And there were other places where they left out the word Vitanina, as I told you. So they left the word Vitanina. Why? Because of Merzik Kishikra. We read the shot yesterday, Mem Chesikon Alf, Rav Rimi Dan Pir. And I added, and he quotes there over there as well, the Pashtun, that you should also leave out to have anything into. Right? Because that's also it didn't happen yet. And the Torah, you write the whole thing after Kiddushin. Write the whole thing after Kiddushin. So the Shvivei Eish, in the back, and Simon Gimel is Zeinah Pinami, sometimes you write the whole thing after the Kiddushin. You imagine after you're sitting there and writing the whole thing out? Or at the very least, sign the whole thing after the Kiddushin, or at the very least, put in HaKol Shor V'Kayim after the Kiddushin. But other poskim, that somehow would be the final touch, the Makkah the Patish. The Makkah the Patish. So there's a question whether you have a right to sign a Ksuba before seeing the Maisa Kinyan, as we mentioned before, because after all we know it's going to happen. We're not worried about Mesa Kachikra. We're not worried about anything of untoward or illegal happening. As a matter of fact, there are similar things found over here in the Ramah. Open up please the Ramah and Simon Samuel Vav sit out. Please. The Farish Ramah about this issue. Samuel Vav sit out in Ramah. Can you sign it sooner before there was a Kabbalah's Kenyan? Take a look over here in the Ramah. Ramah says, "Ve'ein la'edim lachom aksuba." Ramah says, "But it's more. It's the last four lines in the Ramah. Basically, we left off yesterday, right? Ve'ein la'edim." Let's not skip anything. Where do we leave off? We left off Kalabena Lotzi, right? That some say let's not get started. Let's go over. The Ein La'edim, what is going tested? The test of whatever the half parenthesis. The Ein La'edim Lapta Maksuba Zayin. That's the Beishmul Zayin. El Eliyachah Shekibol Atos Mekinyan Lefnei. Give me a rap. Ramo's own verse. The Yesh Mekomas Shemekilim Bezeh. Mordechai Perek Beis Gittin. So here, some actually had a minute of signing the tzuba before it ever happened. It never happened yet, so they explained, the Mephoshim explained. Merzek Yishikra is not a problem for a variety of reasons, including since they talk of Mephoshim, Asukim Vosinyan. They're already involved in the Chasna ceremony, even though they haven't picked up the handkerchief, it's good enough. And here, the Bishmuel Zion quotes that famous Tosin Gittin that I told you. I and Tosin Gittin, the Bishmuel Zion. I am told to get in Perek Beis, get in Tzuba Nechtevas B'yom Nechtem B'Layla Kosher. aber das sagt es so bepasst mit Mutter der heiter der kanu minei lekel der rechas lemidi if there is a kabbalah skin in advance no problem right and the Beis Shmuel quoted even the halacha lemaisa even though nowadays we don't have the erusin before the nisuah the right against Rav Moshe that post is only referring to what kind of a case when in the olden days when they had erusin the year before the nisuah and it took place after the erusin but you see to the back of Beis Shmuel quoted it that it's not true because Beis Shmuel quoted talking about manazet. It's just incidentally. In any event, this is what the Ramo says. They shmuel out on a number of things. One is that he quotes Tosin Gittin, even Lamaisa Bizman Azeh, right? And explains that it's not a question of Muktan, as long as it's Kabbalah's opinion. That's the Shmuel thing that was the main thing that we were interested in. Now, there are those, I told you before, who leave out the word Mekanina. So I saw in the Sefer Tzubikil Kosa, Kuf Ayin Bey, page Kuf Ayin Bey in the Sefer, it's a response to somebody else's letter, in the Ora Gimel, where he says, Ein Lahakmir Bazeh, should not, that could not be mahakmir by the Mekanina. Why? Quote, Diminisoyon, from experience I saw, that there was, if you leave out the place, there could be Kilkulim. There could be Kilkulim, because things can go wrong. I'll tell you three Kilkulim that I've seen in my little experience, if they're trying to be mafid with this Kanina story. One, you forget to put it in, which I told you about it. Forget to put it in. I told you the case yesterday, Rabbi Marcus. Got to put it in and then I had to write a whole muksubah. Two, I was involved in a case with Rabbi Moshe Zatzal. I was there, but I saw my own two eyes. There was so mafmir. Not only did he leave out the word of the Kanina, even if that was the place to write in the Kanina. The locus, not the locus of the Shtorah, min, blank, ben blank, chasan, was a calligrapher, so the min, chasan, and on, and he couldn't put the Kanina, there was nowhere to put it. He had to put it with a carrot, with an arrow. But can you do that? So we'll discuss it later. Rav Moshe did it, I saw it. But we'll get to that. I'm putting the carrot $10 million also, right? And I added $10 million to the carrot. I had to put it in with carrots. You know about carrot, you know those, that's the second case. A third case, someone in my shul got married, and the collar wrote the tzubah. It was an oak tag, it was nice ink, and left out the word Mekanina. I said, put it in right now. As soon as I got there, no, you want to put it later. Right, it says in a smudge, and I won't smudge. I'm telling you in a smudge, it won't smudge. I'll write it in myself, and I guarantee it won't smudge. The famous last words. She wrote it in. She blew it supposedly dry. Someone took the oak and wrapped it up, you know, gold tick comes, rolled it over. Came later, about to go to the cooker, totally smudged. I had to go to the shul, the wedding was in the office. I had to get the white out. You remind me, I had to get the white out. The white out over the whole thing, I had to rewrite it, so don't ask. Question exactly. Another good question. The office had white out for the typewriter, whatever, so that was it. Those are three problems that I know about, all because left out the word Mekanina till the end. Yet people still do it. Maybe somebody even had a wedding. It was a famous wedding. It was a yeshiva wedding. It was in June. It was in a very unusual location. And they insisted on putting the Mekanina later on. And I believe the Kala, the Kala had written the Tzuba herself. And they didn't want to bring the tzuba to the kala's tish, at the chatana, so they needed someone to write it in. So my wife was drafted. So she's in the middle of the whole thing, the custom tish of the wolf, 500 men sitting around, and then my wife comes and kind of paraded through to the front. She sat by the table, she wrote in the word the Kanina. She did a good job. So it was no problem. It was smart. She had the right kind of pen, and everything was fine. But we're still in the tzuba. I thought, why did you write the Mekanina in advance? Nope. The rabbi wants it this way. And I think I may have mentioned to you that there's a fellow from Baltimore who does professionally calligraphy the tzubas. And he sent me a fax. I got a fax this summer in camp. He did a tzubas for someone from my shul. Super, super fancy tzubas I never saw. Because I wasn't there. I didn't come to the wedding. But he writes, and what should I do with the Mekanina? I think I gave about five or six options. Write it in. Leave it out. Leave out the leg of the cook. Leave out the outline, just put in the outline of the leg of the tool, put the whole thing in an outline, about 5 or 6 different outlines, we'll do with the word of Panini. Whatever it is. Everything you fill it later. Just leave it out for the moment. That's what he should leave it out as a calligrapher. So there are 5 or 6 different options. Obviously, he's doing different for the business. He must have seen that 5 or 1 or 5 different opinions or 6 different opinions. And that's what he gives you the option. My option would be fill the whole thing in. So the value of the is without a solution. I don't know what it is. I thought you better check with him. If it's up to me, fill the whole thing in. I don't know what happened at the end. Okay? I never asked. But I saw the members 6 options. Someone from Baltimore, where it wasn't professional. So let's go further. Now, hold on. Listen carefully. Listen. The most poskim say there's no problem of merzik and shikra. Not a problem. Therefore, we fill the whole suba out, including the kanina before, and it's no problem. But there are those who are worried about merzik and shikra. Now, what might I ask? Look, if some worry about it, wouldn't it be better advised to postpone the tshuva until, you know, after the kiddushin? If it could be a mount, come the Purim of the Week Club. Right? The Purim of the Week will be, this week we'll start filling in the tshuva after the kiddushin. We don't lose anything, do we? Oh, that's a big question. Do we lose anything? Hold on. Do we lose anything? That's the question. Do we lose anything or not? So the Shvivei Eish and Simon Gimel discuss this question. Do we lose anything? Simon Gimel and the Shvivei Eish. Yes, there is, we do lose something. We do lose something. But you know, there are those who maintain, listen carefully, that you must write the Ksuba before the Yichud. That's the Machaber. Also, the Siach and the Makala told us Yichud of Ksuba, the first line of the page. Yeah, we mentioned this already yesterday. So Stern writes in the Shvivei Eish, one can make the following argument. The chuppah is also nisuin. It's one of the 5 shittos. So we should, and then the medekin even is going to one of the shittos. But the palace is going to another one of the shittos. So maybe we can argue, I have a different chuppah of the week. My chuppah of the week will be, you can't stand under the chuppah with the kala by the chuppah. Because even though it's not yichud, it's not just yichud b'torah, it's yichud that's prohibited. It's yichud b'torah nisuin that's prohibited. The Rambam is the one who holds that tshuva is yichud. But those who hold that the chuppah is a canopy, we hold even under the canopy is prohibited without a tshuva. That's what the lamdish of the Shvivei Eish in Simon Gimel. One second. Before I finish the lamdish, there's also a practical consideration. Rav Vosner is a much more practical man. Not such a fancy lamdan. He's a man of 50 years of experience in the best, and he knows everything in terms of mistakes that can happen. He's a very positive Rav Vosner said. This is in the Shvivei Eish quoted there. Rav Vosner's afraid, and quoted from other people, Pitzim Mitzvah Pitzim, Kosher Mayankov, if you write the tzuba under the chuppah after the kiddushin, is it to write the thing out what we call Beholo? What does Beholo mean? With the Hilu Yotam Mitzrayim, right? This is another part of the Shavuot. Bechipazim. Whenever you think Bechipazim, it can lead to mistakes. Klal Gadol B'Din. As a matter of fact, I try to write the Ksuba out in my house before I even get to the wedding hall. I'll write the whole thing out in my house. I sit there, how do I do it? That's how I like about a Ksuba. Ksuba has 15 blanks. I'll bring in a Ksuba one of the other ones, we'll bring in an empty one, blank. The 15 blanks. I fill all the 15 blanks in a piece of paper. A set of pieces of paper in advance. So I have to think about it, what belongs to what blank. And I just transcribe it, I copy it over. With no video light, with no soda spilling all over me. And no one says shum alaykum alaykum shum in the middle. And no one says do this. How can you think of it? That's what I try to do. I try to fill out in advance. When I don't, I still will write on a napkin. You know, like a custom dish, I write on the 15 blanks. When I don't do it that way, for whatever reason, I very often make mistakes. It's a fact. Look at people yelling, screaming, and distraction. So you just imagine doing the tzuba under the chuppah, and everyone's yelling, and tumbling, and that's where Rav Vosner is. He gives a practical reason why it's not good to do it that way. And Rav Stern, there's a lumbish reason. So the Yisrael of Nisuin will lead tzuba, even if it's not up to Yisrael. Why is it an Yisrael? Because also Lishos, Mishnah Shoran, well, tzuba. Lishos means to be married. That's what this lovely shavur would hold. Yeah, that's the Ramah, but we're trying to find chum of the week. So you have a chum of the week, I have a chum, I have a better chum of the week. It's better to do it earlier. Each one is, as I always said, every chum leads to a kula. You want to make a chum of the ksuba after the kedushin, I'm telling you it's a kula, because it'd be matir, nisuin, will do ksuba. What? But they were in the prison camp, I don't know if they thought about not writing subas at that time. Maybe they should have written in the prison camp. And if they're not, but they but you don't have to give it to the Talmud. Yeah, give it to a right. It wouldn't help if you give it to the Talmud. Yeah.
But if someone does make a mistake, then there's no way to correct it.
Rabosa, can you add something after the subas already been signed? I would say absolutely not. After it's been signed? Can you imagine that? I sign a document which says, I owe $100,000, I'll put in $1,000, I'll add a zero. We'll do that. I once wrote a check to someone for $5, he added a zero. Then it's $50. Or I made it $20, I made it $50. And then people, we call that fraud. What do we call that? Can I go to jail for that? You can make corrections after the chasiva. Obviously you can't write the Subak Alaka and Teragimel, Siv Tezayim. Of course not. What about what he calls Piyut? What does Piyut mean? Piyut means Piyuta. Piyut is a line. If you fill out a Subak and you can't fill up the lines in an empty space, they often put in big spaces for the name. Like I have a name, Reuben Shimon Levi Ben Yehudi Yisrael Hazul. They leave a space for seven words. This guy's name is Moshe Mendoza. Well, I have the space. What do you do? So the rub out of Chumra, I'm spreading out the lettuce. I think that's why my wedding was a problem. Yeah, so the Moshe Mendoza is easy. So the man, Moshe, make a man as long as he wants, right? Or hay as long as he wants. And we'll do lettuce to do that. So I have no problem also. Mordechai, no problem. A lot of everything is great. But we'll see soon, the rabbi that paid us in the last day, the chakir put in the family name. That's where the problem began. They put in a guy could be named, Levitt, could be longer names too, it could be a lot of them. And especially they write in Yiddish letters, ayins and olives, it could go on to tremendous amount of space required. And the guy could also be named Cole. And I'm named Willick, Tyson Willick, Vav, Yud, Lama, Yud, Gimel. Over a Vav, can't expand the Vav. Not a vote, a yud, a lamed. Lamed, you really can start later and go back. Not so, he wrote a lamed playing, then he wrote a yud, and all of a sudden he has left with this much. He didn't know what to do. He wrote a gimel like this. Flap gimel, very wet, the little gimel is wide. And it's open, it's after he already puzzled my cousin Silver. Possibly the off day in the first round. Possibly the Ramoshim Ksuba because he made a mistake. And that was back with the RCA Ksuba, which was never put to see out of the Shmaya. And now already, and now we're ready. He doesn't like the Tiyut. He wants to pull those letters. So my cousin, who was then around 10 years old, sitting behind me, he says to his father, my uncle, says to his father, Abba, that doesn't look like a woman. We all got to know how to be didn't we? I went like this. My wife thought I was having cold feet, and I wasn't coming to the wedding, and it was taking so long. So luckily, dropped in here, or maybe leave it in here, and that's the one I really had. So others, I know Rav Moshe, when he put that like that, he never was not put on it. He write it down, whatever you had to write down, it was this much space, he write a line. You take a pen and just write a blank line with a pen so no one can fill in anything for you, huh? Line. Huh?
Oh, hold on. So the question, can you put in that line after you, after they had stopped? Let's say the Rav didn't realize it did. The one who went to the Ksuba left a big space. And then the Rav reads the Ksuba, you can't do this. There's room for fraud. So let's put in the line. Can you do that after the Adam song? No fraud.
Like a check.
Right, $10. You say, how many dollars? $10? T-E-N? You don't put that, I'll put down $1,000. You better put it in the line. Same exactly, it's the line. It's called Tiyuta. Tes Yud Vav Tet Av. So can you put in the Tiyuta after you sign? For the check, of course you can. $10, T-E-N, you sign your name, so uh-oh, you put in the line. But it's simple, can you do that? So that's what he discusses in Sif Tazayin. May you do it? Better not to. If you did it, is it good or no good? So from this expression, it's master that maybe it's not even good to call the Rebbe Yashin. Because since the line is a critical part, and you can't put anything critical after the Hasima, so it's no good.
The line is not critical, the line is the security against something.
So whatever's critical against security is also critical. Yes, if you did it after the Hasima. The Adam already signed it, you forgot to put in that line. May you put in the line now. So if you look at the expression of this Sefer, he leaves with an impression that according to the Yashiv, it's not good even for the Yevon. I'm not sure that's really right. In Perek Gimel, Sif Tezayin, he says, Ein l'shanos kol shinui, ein l'shanos kol shinui ha'osafo mechikam b'ksuba v'yachas yimosim shal ha'edim. This is Re'ev in Shrivei Eish, Simen Tezayin. Now look up in Shrivei Eish, Simen, hold on. If you read this, you get the clear impression that Rabbi Yashiv is not even what? He says he shouldn't do it with Hatila. But the evidence kosher, for Rabbi Yashiv is machme. I looked up Rabbi Yashiv's tshuva. It's not Rabbi Yashiv's own hand. Rabbi Yashiv very rarely writes tshuva these days. You have to go to his assistant, the Mefrati. As you know, he is the Mefrati. I'll tell you the story here. The Mefrati writes the tshuva here. So they have over here a whole series of tshuvas from the Gedolim, all written by the Gedolim themselves, except for this one. They have Agorn of Yosef, Shlomo Rabbi Yashiv Shlita, but it's not written by him. It's written by Rav Frati. He writes, even his shaila is over here. Vod, Malas, Agorn, some people listen to Tadonat. Agorn, Agorla, the first in the Shari, Oroa, Balocha, for the Rabbi Yashiv. No. Though the Lemiska, the Koko, Agorla, the Fizik, Marotas, the Kashi, the Fizik, the Fizik, Rabbi Yosef, the Frati Shlita. Father, if you get these titles, what Rabbi Yashiv going to get it right? Wow. Achad Rishon Shlomo Torasa. Rik Shekova Vikor Kadash Torah. Achad Bakash Haslicha Kayos. Hindi Vodel Vakshel Lishtoach Al HaKodesh Penima. Lishkas HaGozis. Shal Ho Kvod Abeinu HaGodol HaGrishol Yashiv Shlita. My various titles about Suva. One of them is this. You need Matayat Mekomas Harekim after the Chasima. These maybe should be good. Shouldn't be a problem. So he writes back, Tiyut ha-makomos ha-reikim zorek le-yosef b'pnei chasim ha-so-eg. Period. He understood it to mean it's not even b'di-evet. He said, not Rabbi Yashiv said, not Rabbi Prati said. He said, zorek le-yosef, zorek le-chatchil. So I would go as far as the positive thing with b'di-evet. I think that's exaggerated. I don't think Rabbi Yashiv said it. This is based on the letter he can't write that. I should have asked him properly. I didn't have the paper at that time. Maybe what did he mean? Did he mean possibly even to the Yemen? I don't know. I didn't think so. Because the letter itself he can't tell. Oh, that's as far as what? As Tiyut. What about other things? So in the same as Shvivei Eishir and Simon Tazani comes up with an amazing kula, which I find absolutely stunning. It's based upon a base Shmuel. That's what I put in the Mamma Kova. Simon Kuf Hey. Sif Kotten Lamed Hey. Please take a look. Kuf Kof Hey, Sif Kotten Lamed Hey. Now, what I ask you, looking at obscure reference, that's what he brings over here. It's a question of fixing up things in a get, either by using parrots, you know? You put a parrot or a flea or a macaque. Now, let's say you had a macaque, you had to erase something, and you wrote on the erasure, but obviously it was an erasure, you write down on the bottom, and this is written on the erasure, it's fine. So the Makabe that said, V'akshav nagu lahachmir shalolakayim nechak hages. Kuf, kaf, hey, kif, kazan, lamid, hey. Hey, design the days of the spring. It says the Beis Shmuel on the top line. Top line of the page, lamid hey. V'akshav nagu lahachmir. Umir the Mokam Egon over the Yevet Kosher. Catch this now. Afilo Eina Makuyam. Even if it's not Makuyam, the change you made on the Makah. Why? Kaven the Isa Eide Mesiro. Eide Mesiro. Eide Mesiro. So Rav Stern writes in Shiva Yech Tazayim. Oh, great! In case they made a mistake in the Ksuba. And they're ready. Signed it even. No problem. You can fix it up and give over the Ksubah to the Eidei Mesira. Based on the Beis Shmuel. What's the problem? And on this basis, he says, Rav Stern, I now have a new reason to require Eidei Mesira by Ksubah. We already discussed before, it's perfectly going to make absolutely no sense. Eidei Mesira by Ksubah, why not? Because the Ksubah is a Shtar Raya. Shtar Raya is no point in Eidei Mesira. And even if Father Rav Stern broke the Senate to Shtar Kinyan, so he held up a leave in his nose, it's a photo op, but still the Ego Dimi Paskin, that even a Shtar of Kinyan does not require the Messiah, and the name of it, he comes up with a noob shot. The Ego and the Eidei Messiah is because the Eidei Chassim are no good. Why are they no good? Because the Ksuba when it was taught was no good. They fixed it up later on. And if it's fixed up later on, it's only good. The Eidei Messiah is the Beis Shmuel, says it's been a good stuff, hey, good cut, lamin, hey. So therefore, in case it's going to be a mistake, you should always require Eidei Messiah on a Ksuba. So new verse. But listen to me carefully now. Listen to me carefully. I heard the following report from a Rebbe in our yeshiva. I guess I can identify it. No reason why not. His name is Rabbi Moshe Fine Shlita. Rebbe in our yeshiva. So the following story happened. He was at a wedding. The Masada Kedushin was one of the, I don't think I should mention his name, was one of the Gedolei Rosh HaYeshiva, so remember the Moetz Gedolei HaTorah. And they made the same mistake that I described yesterday. They forgot the word the Kanim. Came along this Rosh Hashiva and Tatsin, the Kisuk Lund of Refine testimony, that they can fill in the word the Kanina right then and there. So there was a chef who said that the Tatsin of the Tsuba, right, the new one, I told you that child yesterday, stands, right? So this Rosh Hashiva said, no problem. The Kanina is filling right now. It was the same thing. They were reading it, reading it, reading it, reading it was black. They after the Eidim already signed it, and the Kabbalah Kinyan was already done. And that's how the Kaninas, they filled it out in the Chuppah. After it was already signed. I'm guessing that the Rosh Hashiva was basing himself on Eidim Asir. And look, how can I blame him? The Shvivei Eish said so. Well, the Fianias died, they're both wrong. They're both absolutely wrong. I'll tell you why. Because we require
Pesach Pasim knows. If you'll assume you require Shibun Nechotus, and you'll also assume that Eidim Mashir is no Shibun Nechotus, it's no good. You can't compare it to the case of a get. A get is a Shtar Kinyan. A get is only to respect divorce. But a Shtar Ksum is more chomer in this respect. Because a Shtar Ksum is supposed to create a what? Shibun Nechotus. So it's intrinsic evidence. And the Eidim Mashir is not extrinsic. That's the aura. Ella Mayo told me, as this Rosh Hashiva Paskin, and the Shiva Yesh Paskin, number of poskim said if you always ate them. One that I still can't get my hands on. Zvunos Ari, that's of Yaakov Blau, the author of the Brit Yehuda, he said he could find a second thought. The Yeshua's Moshe, we have a copy here, Uri has a copy. It's exactly the same thing. And it's really right here in the print. And the Ezer Mikodesh. And I think I meant Ezer to the Mara Makomas. Hereby added, Son of Rav, Ezer Mikodesh, it's Muchachero. Look what he said. Please look inside. On Sinna Son of Rav. On Sinna Son of Rav is a long piece of the various art. And in the middle of it, he says, this Makuda, a page, Kuvon of the Bay is in our print. Where now it's time for the next page of the page. The next page, Kuv Zayin of the day. He made a mistake, he said. He gives mama true confession. Oh, true confession. Kwaisi, you tell he was a mistake, he should be Buchak. Probably he made a mistake. Look what he says. See the second line? Everyone see it? Second line, second word, third word. So easy because Dafti Bitsuba Bazal Oshun, the Kushta Mizonaki, Vishmatati, Mitevas, Yahivna Mizonaki. He left out of set. That was before he had a printed Sumas. He wasn't still out long hair. Page Kuv Zayin of a day. Line 2, word 3. It's so easy. The Avon is told us in the bottom. See it? See? I don't have it? So easy. He left out of line. It is Karti Tate of Akara Kupa. Now, next word long about it. It's like, I remember after the Kupa. Because Safti Ashmata, Akara Kasima Siano Edith, I wrote the missing line after they died. The Chosnu as Asmam Shane is Uri of Shat. It's on the second time. That's it. You make a mistake, you just write on the bottom and sign a second time. After the chuppah, what's the problem? Yeah, well, what can you do? He didn't remember until after the afterwards. What can he do? He can't go back to class. Yeah. What?
I know what maksuv is. I have no idea what maksuv is.
I could find
it, you think? Ah, it's under a drawer, under it is. How would I ever try to find it?
Now you don't have maksuv.
Huh? I don't know where it is. I have no idea where it is. I don't know if I can even try to find it. I don't know if I'd be able to find it. But back of the toe, this was the find, Johnny. Second. Look. Dope. The second find it. Especially if she puts the silver in her father's house. The second go steal it from his house, too. So it's not normal. It's not so easy to find. But take it off the walls right there. So if not, my basement is on his Adam's shirt on it. I don't think it's so absurd at all. Says that it's okay. If only they both have access, it's okay. But the same way as he can take it down in the price. She could hang it down to the fire. She could beat it to the fire. And then he said, maybe it's better hanging on the wall. Better? Yep. Put him on the door. This way, if the husband is fighting with his wife, and he thinks he wants to think maybe about to break up the house, he'll cash by the silver. If he has to pay her so much dollars, he'll think twice about it. I'm just telling you, I'm right. But that's the fine. Who is he? Umbaro. Umbar. He has 9 or 10 big vials of sugar. He writes for a Moshe back and forth all the time. And he calls her Moshe Chua, this one, Kufayan Kaz, about it, that it shouldn't be in her, in his house. That's where the Umbar is here, right? 16th Avenue, that's where it is. Not an Umbar. Umbar is, not too many Jews left in Umbar. Not too many Jews left in Umbar. Umbar is, I assume, Hungary, right?
Yeah.
Because speaking of Hungary, I have a shot, I have to call Budapest. Yep. Just to give it an amazing shot I have. The shot is like this. Let's keep this amongst the fellows here. The shot is like this. A woman came to me, a rob came to call me with a tape. He wants to take care of a certain conversion. He does the conversion, then can I do the conversion? I said, what's the certain chance? The pregnant. You would have a false conversion, but not an orthodox conversion. Now, if you realize that a false conversion is no good, what's the orthodox conversion? Is he from? Yes. Is the husband from? No. They admit it, I can do that. Well, is they respectful? If they need it, it seems to be good. But is the husband a type? I don't know. What's the difference between the rabbi? A mom didn't want to marry a convert anyway. That woman mom was a big yard. I said, because I'm a kid. Well, I don't know. Why do I have so much after the mom? Why do I have so many questions? Why do I have so many questions? So, this was on, this was last week. So, I met a couple of lucky shabbos.
Okay.
I consider it. But then, I asked what I consider to be the 3 mandatory questions that never get out of condition. You don't get it. Were there any adoption, conversion, or divorces in your family? Because those are all red flags. If I asked any adoptions, no. Any conversions, no. Any divorces, he starts saying no, and then she goes like, yes! I'm not sure if he was being devious or just real that I was driving at. Yes! She did the roots. She knows the whole genealogy. She knows all the dead generations. Definitely was a divorce. It was a divorce. The worst possible person was a divorce. Namely, this man's mother was married once before she was married to his mother's father. And that's all. Boy, I don't want to ask any more than that. I came to Yeshiva Monday, I had 2 rabbis, a black and other chef, independently, that's what I was saying then. Am I allowed to proceed or must I do further research? Maybe I'm going to make a... one acre. There was one amazing acre. There's a way out of this problem. That I cannot do. Where we have it? I think you did it once. It's also got the 13th Amendment for the Constitution, but other than that, it's fine. Says in the text of Kiddush that Hassan of Chesem and Aleph, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Yisol and Mamzeirim Litzor. Take a look at Shulchan Aruch. Look at Siman Dalet. See, it's close. Take a look. Everything's here. You thought yesterday was exciting. We're just starting. You annoyed at Steven. And the shock passed him, no. If you assume you require Steven the Hussle, and you'll also assume that Adam Mishir is no Shiva the Chazir, it's no good. You can't compare it to the case of a get. A get is a stark kinyan. A get is only to respect divorce. But a stark sub is more chomer in this respect. So the stark sub is also to create a what? Shiva the Chazir is quite intrinsic evidence. And the Adam Mishir is as extrinsic. That's the aura. Ella Mayo told me, as a Shiva Paskin, and the Shiva Yesh Paskin, like the Beis Yaakov we mentioned yesterday, that a star Shuvah is good, even if there's no Shiva in the Chassid. If there's no Shiva in the Chassid. But I say, here it's worse. Why? Two words. What's it called when a document leads you to an erroneous impression? No, that's the last word is mitocho. What's the first word? Mizuyah mitocho. Gittin Abdallah. Mizuyah mitocho. What is Mizuyah mitocho? Where the document, as you look at it, gives you a certain impression which is incorrect. Here too. This tzuba, in 10 years you look at that tzuba, you'll say, oh, very good. The Eid of Shema, Chaim and Yaakov A, you look at the Shimon A, they must have signed it the proper document, the Shimon the person, da 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 da. In reality, there is no Shiva in the Chazir. Why? Because the Panina was left out, and the Edom is here assuming that the Shah cannot create a Shiva in the Chazir. So even if it holds the Beis Yaakov, that a Shtar with no Shiva in the Chazir would not be a problem, they could stay married. But a Shtar which conveys an impression of what? Of Shiva in the Chazir is even a greater problem. We spoke about it a little bit yesterday, it's supposed to have Tzadi with the Chazir, but here it's even worse. Yes? Oh, come to that. Very good. Uri has a great solution. It's on the second thought. So come to that. Very, very practical there. Hold on, patient. We'll come to it. So, a number of Polskim said the Uri's Aesha. One that I still can't get my hands on. Vunos Ari. That's of Yaakov Blau, the author of the Brit Yehuda, Mr. Tosim. He said you can find a second thought. The Yeshua's Moshe, we have a copy here, Uri has a copy, so it's exactly the same thing. And it's really right here in the print. And the Ezer Mikodesh, and I think I meant added to the Mara Makomas, but I hereby added it. Sabbath Vav, Ezer Mikodesh, it's Buchachero. Look what he says. Please look inside. Answer the Sabbath Vav. Simas Harav is a long piece of the various art. The name of the Chassid Kala, as well as the name of the Eidim. The RTX Summit is room for the... apparently, this is not just a modern idea of Rav Moshe, American rabbis thought of. Because in the Sefer, one second, in the Sefer, Subat Lachasa, Perek Vav, Oro Laman Aleph, Nusam Shlema Zaman Arba, says exactly the same thing. Terek Vav, Oro Laman Aleph. Your son is Laman Arbach. We never left Israel his whole life. Says the same thing. It's preferable to write in the family name. He comes in the parentheses. Yes, what? Parentheses? What is that? You do yes or no? We usually write the Mishpacha. There are much of us. We write the Mishpacha. Don't write Abakun. They write the Mishpacha.
That's how the Yafia is prepared with the Mishpah, and the next blank. Only thing is, he writes there in Kershkes, Olam and Gimel, by Aden, the Minig is not that way. Olam is not by the Aden, only by the Kosh Nala, the Rav and Rav Moshe is not distinguished. And he quotes here, Rav Sternberg, his testimony, that the Minig is not that way, not by the Kosh, not by the Kala, not by the Aden. Rav Sternberg, quoted the
Is that true?
True, most people don't put it in the family. That's true. Well, I think so. That has it there. You can't avoid it. It's funny. You've got to put it in there. I'm not some of the others. Don't pay me. I'm certainly for the Zuchatzili should. No?
I was
Dudu? You tell me
there? The other one was
Rabbi Rabbi Rabbi
Rabbi
Rabbi Rabbi Rabbi Rabbi Rabbi Rabbi Rabbi Rabbi Rabbi Rabbi Rabbi Oh wow, everyone, Cohen and Mishpachas Kohen, the wild Kibbutz. Two Cohen, all Cohen and Cohen and Mishpachas Kohen, wow. Relevant. Okay? Good song, Mr. Barak, I got to talk. Rabbi Cohen, Mr. Cohen, yeah, come on. Come on, the modern contrivance, you know, there's no lucky lover with his family name, you know, and I've been here before. Anyway. Now. Shvivei Eid, which I'm in the middle of talking about. Shvivei Eid, the Simon Fest, comes up with a wild, whopping kiddush, which would explain another reason why you would need Eidim Mitzvah. And I told you this a little bit yesterday, and it's a big problem. Lalof. He says the Gaonim would use the Stark Tuba for a Stark Yigush. I mentioned that yesterday briefly. The bells are right. In case someone went wrong with the original Kiddushin, the Tzuba could double as a star, as Kiddushin's star. Because then I made it into. So of course, they didn't see it. But then he says that most folks can say, who cares that it could work, even if it could work, even if it were written in Shema, and even if it were whatever. But you don't tell the Chassid Kala that they're marrying each other with the star. It's only given the Torah Tzuba. The Nasha Klein, the thing called Mishnah Halacha. But anyway, but these are the Mishnah Halachas. In Chelek Tes, Simon what? Reish, something or other, I forgot already. Reish Tadi Hei, writes as follows. But some other Gadol from Baltimore, isn't it Baltimore? Some Gadol from Baltimore says what I said. They shouldn't hang the Tzuba on the wall, because the husband can take it to have a fight. And then that'll be it, so it's like it's in his possession, and then it's no good. So Rav Klein writes back as crazy. He says, if that's the case, the woman should have to put the ksuba in a place where the husband can't get it. I said, listen up. No. Oh, that takes a thousand times. Harder than the withdrawal. See, I know what my ksuba is. I have no idea what my ksuba is. I could find it, you think? It's under a drawer, under it is. How would I ever try to find it?
Now you don't have my ksuba.
Huh? I don't know where it is. I have no idea where it is. I don't know if I can even try to find it. I don't know if I'd be able to find it. But back of it's so difficult to find. Second. Look. Dope. You said I could find it. Especially if she puts the silver in her father's house. So I could go steal it from his house too. So it's so much normal. It's not so easy to find. Let's take it off the walls right there. So if Nash Klein, based on his Adam's certain argument, I don't think it's so absurd at all, says that it's okay. Although they both have access, it's okay. But the same way as he can take it down when there's a fight, she could hang it out with the fight. She could beat it to the punch. And then he said, maybe it's better to hang it up. Even the Eidei Yichud, but since we're Machmer Eidei Yichud, she's Machmer for Eidei Mesirah Saksum as part of the Yisuin ceremony. Not bad. I got that pretty sharp. This is what the Rav says. The Raman starts off with it. That's the first day. Lisa Isha, the Suda of the Kiddush. That's how the thing starts off with it. What kind of Suda? Suda is the Rabbana, Raman says. The Rav enough Suda means Yisuin. Raman should tell her, then Suda Larusa. That's a similar idea as we have over here. That's finally a plausible reason, but I still think that the author is a nice that we don't require. Now, can you fix up a tzuba? Always question me, you got sidetracked, and I've never had a chance to. Can you fix up a tzuba? So the Eidim Mikodesh twice seems to quote some kind of a minute that you had a minute not to fix up a tzuba. You know, you fix up other stars. But Tom, take a look, open up the Eidim Mikodesh in two places. On that page, he did it himself, yeah, but he keeps being apologetic. I I did it, but really the meaning not to do it. On that page, please, on that page, listen carefully, please, you don't want. On that page, we left off. Can't find it. Somewhere in this page, it says, anyone see on this page? I don't see it. There's a previous page. Look at the previous page of Osa. That must be there. Oh, on the previous page, on the third line from the bottom of the first column. Kuv Vav of the day. First column is in the Kodesh. Third line from the bottom is the last four words in the line. Umitzad she'ein mekayim in big subis. From the fact that it's omitted not to make a kiyum on an erasure or on a correction in the suba. So machti is atzmi al zev, etc., 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 etc. That's what he quotes that custom. That's one place he quotes it. Another place he also quotes it. That is a custom, I can't find it, look in the last page somewhere. But the custom was not to fix up a tzuba. No one understands why. Why can't you fix up other stuff? Oh, here it is. And the next page, Kuv Zayin Amud Beis. Was there any adoption, conversion, or divorces in your family? Because those are all red flags. Like, have any adoptions? No. Any conversions? No. Any divorces? She starts thinking, no. And she feels like, yes! I'm not sure if it was big media, but it's real that I was driving at. Yes! She did the roots. She knows the whole genealogy. She knows the dead generation. Definitely was a divorce. It wasn't a divorce. The worst possible person was a divorce. Namely, this man's mother's mother was married once before she was married to his mother's father. And that's all. Boy, I don't want to ask any more than that. But I can't be sure of my man. Two big rabbis, a black mother, that's independently. That's what all this that. Am I allowed to proceed unless I do further research? Maybe I'm going to make a promise to Mamzeu. I, okay, Mamzeu is Muslim to marry a convert, yeah, but I'm not going to get any favors like a verdict now. Why? The kids' president now will be cut there anyway. The convert, whatever it is, the Russian, the Buddhist. But if I convert her, and then I have an additional child, you know, to be a tetric with a Mamzeu Muslim to be yours, but the child will then become a what? A Mamzeu. So I'll be doing great things. Be not around there and be a scroll. Put a shingle up on my window. It's a not around there and be a scroll in person. But, no. So what can I just assume that's going to be cautious? So they said, you have to check what else to be said. Grandmother's a lie. Mother's a lie. Mother was under a cloud because of what her mother did. And she was contacted. And I got information in my pocket now. The name and this and that of the first husband and the second husband, and it just went on in the 1910s and the 1920s. And it all happened in Budapest. That's what I call Budapest, the color, the black color, they were filed in Budapest before the war. And we'll check it out, and then you can just see dates and places and be able to find information. The fear, of course, is, and the basic one you tell me that this doesn't have to worry about, that their initial marriage, the first husband was what? See, that's not what we saw. Whereas the second marriage was secular. And there was no death. If that's the case, then this young man is under a serious cloud. So then what could I do? What would I do if that's the case? Well, I would recommend the first step would be to postpone a conversion until after we finish having a children. Yeah. Oh. Then of course you can't say marriage, but don't keep the Shabbos either. Can't keep the culture either right now, this guy. Keep the Shabbos and culture in the home, but no, you can have oh, the question is they're allowed to do that. There's only one agent. Only one amazing agent. There's a way out of this problem. That I cannot do. The other lady would help off. Where we at?
I think he did it once. He did it.
I suppose we got the Jersey's amendment for the Constitution,
but other than that, it's fine.
It says in the text of Kiddushin, a son of Chesem and Aleph, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Yisolim Amzeirim Leitzor. Take a look at Shulchan Aruch. Look at Siman Dalet, Tzitzos. Take a look. Everything's here. Siman Dalet, Tzitzos. Yesterday was exciting. We're just starting it. Oh. Mamzer habal ha'akum ha'vlad akum. V'mizgayer ha'rehu ki yisrael. V'bal ha'shitza ha'vlad evet evet. V'shtakra ha'rehu ben korit. V'pichach mamzer notu l'chatzila shifra shekibla alei ha'mitzvah kabla l'shem abdus l'hatir bonav he could do with this take this lady, convert her for the same shifkut, and that way he's allowed to live with her, not with the shifkut. The children are avodim, and then as soon as they get born, you can free them and convert them. And I guess what she's postmenopausal, if you can't have any more children, then we can convert her to full Israeli. Who is going to own her is the question. Somebody volunteer? You can put it to jail, right? I mean, it's against the 13th Amendment, slavery. But it could be, someone told me it's not against it, so it's only a pro forma thing. It's not, you're not going to work for the cotton fields. But, you know, I don't know how to handle it. I may end up with this kind of issue. I'll let you know it out. Keep you posted what's happening over here. It's exciting. You want it to?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I'll own it. I don't know. The Hobbs should own it. Okay. Why not? Why not? The mom's over there. I mean, maybe. Okay. Yeah? Right. Some said it's a schnitma. We don't know about it. Let sleeping dogs lie.
But how is that going to solve the problem?
Well, in the question of subic mongrel. The whole sugya, the mamzer suffix, you don't have to worry about the customer. I don't want that now. That's not the solution. But the rabbanim have passed it not the way. They have to check, at least check out whatever passes to check out. Yes? Oh, he says the right to be a slave. All of them tavodu. Whatever, we can work that out somehow or other. I don't know. I won't own it, but it's a shot of a teacher. Oh, knock out a tooth. That's enough. Let's go back to our announcement. We got sidetracked. Rabosa, let's go back to the other tshuva of our Moshe. We got sidetracked, forgotten. In that same tshuva, Kufa and Efes, the Moshe says it's proper to put his family name into a tshuva. The Rav said the same thing, and the RCX tshuva is room for the family name, as I told you before. Yes, for the name of the Chosn Kala, as well as the name of the Yadin. The RCX tshuva is room for apparently, this is not just a modern idea of Rav Moshe, American rabbis thought of. Because in the Sefer, one second, in the Sefer, Tzuvah Gufasa, Perek Vav, Or Olam and Aleph, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, says exactly the same thing, Perek Vav, Or Olam and Aleph, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, who never left Israel his whole life, says the same thing. It's preferable to write in the family name, and he comes in the parentheses. What parentheses is that? Yes or no? We usually write the mishpacha. There are much of us. Write the mishpacha. No one have a fool. They write the mishpacha. That's how the Yachid was prepared with the Mishpah and the next blank. Only thing is, he writes there in Perek Ches, Olam and Gimel, that by Eidim, the Minig is not that way. By the Eidim, only by the Chosin Kala, the Rav and Rav Moshe is not distinguished. And he quotes there on Sternbuch's testimony that the Minig is not that way. Not by the Chosin, not by the Kala, not by the Eidim. Rav Sternbuch quoted the
Is that true in America?
True, most people don't put it in Spanish. That's true. I think so, that's fair. You can't avoid it. You've got to put it in there. I'm not from one or the other. I'm not paid. I'm shuttling for the book after the truth. No?
No,
no. You tell me
there? The other one was
the witness.
Yes.
Mishpachas Cohen. The widow of Mishpachas Cohen.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Everyone, Cohen and Mishpachas Cohen are wild children.
Oh.
Two Cohen, all Cohen and Cohen and Mishpachas Cohen. Wow. Wild. Okay? Good. Rabbi Cohen. Victor Cohen. Yeah, Cohen. Yeah, Cohen. Why? Because you won't learn from the last line, you can't learn from the next to the last. Yeah, the whole question why should be okay. I don't know. If you leave a line blank, then you will learn from the Shiva Akron, which is a line above. All they don't learn from the last line if it's right next to the Tsima. That's a Pesach Chesma, complicated Chesma. Look it up. I thought that could be solved two other ways. Either by writing a lengthy piece, in other words, write down. Instead of leaving out a line blank, it's hard to read the Thompson, what a line is in the future. Write down, Tevas Mekanina, to this case. Tevas Mekanina was left out, Nifta Ben Ashuras, Zekiyumo, and I write some filler, placebo, the Sibas Hadavar Shechmiru Shalokadim, Ashmit Tevas Mekanina, but Iyayamuta Lichtova, and I write this kind of junk, and then the Adam song. But once Adam signed, and there's no chance of this thing happening, based on the Nachash, it will be okay. Or use Uri's theory. Write down, let them sign, Kol Shel Kayim sign. As it is, then write down, Tevas Mekanina, Nichtav Bein Ashur, Zek Yumo, Kol Shel Kayim, and sign again. That's what the post will say, you have to sign again. The Torah signed again. And the two other apostles said you can sign a second line. Rav Moshe, when he did it, from what I was able to remember, and it was quite a few, this woman has been married 20 years, but I think he wrote the Tevas of Yuma. He didn't write Shor HaKayim. I don't even remember writing Shor HaKayim a second time. Clearly didn't sign twice. So I don't know what Rav Moshe was relying on. I don't know. My recollection is he did it without asking any questions. I'm not sure what it was relying on. Yeah. No, I think it's okay. Grab both sides. Yeah. Right. Same, look at Nakashiva's Simon Gimel test the back. He explains to you that if it's two extra lines, if the key takes two lines, or if the line blank, part of the same thing, then it wouldn't be a problem to do it twice for the kind. Could be. What happens if you discover the ksuba, a mistake in the ksuba after the wedding? 2 days later. What do you do then? There's a special mitzvah called ksuba de ishtaka for ta'usa. A ksuba was we found a mistake. It's printed in the back of the paper. All the way in the back. Very, very back. The last few pages he has. Ksuba they found a mistake. Only one problem. I don't have the text. I guess I could Xerox for him, but I guess I could do that. But in my house, until now, I didn't have it. Can I use a stock to it? That's apparently a plausible reason, but I still think it's about the office of the night that we don't require. Now, can you fix up a tzuba? Always tell me, I got five shots, and I got a chance to do it. Can you fix up a tzuba? So the Ezer Mikodesh twice. Seems to quote some kind of a minute that you had a minute not to fix up the truth. You know you fix up other stars, but Sam, take a look, open up the answer to the Kodesh in two places on that page. He did it himself, yeah, but he keeps being apologetic. I did it, but really he's admitting not to do it. On that page, please, on that page, listen carefully, please, if you don't mind. On that page, we left off. Can't find it. Somewhere in this page says anyone see it on this page? I don't see it. That's in the previous page. Look at the previous page of those times. That's what must be there. Oh, on the previous page, on the third line from the bottom of the first column. Kuf Vav Amud Bet. First column, Ezer Mikodesh. Third line to the bottom is the last four words in the line. Umitzad she'ein mekayim in b'ksubis. From the fact that it's omitting not to make a kiyum on an erasure or on a correction in b'ksuba. So machti es atmi al zev, etc. That's what he quotes that custom. That's one place he quotes it. Another place he also quotes it. That is a custom, I can't find it, it's in the last page somewhere. But the custom was not to fix up a tzuba. No one understands why. Why can't you fix up other star? Oh, here it is. And the next page, Kuf Zayin Amud Bet. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 lines above the word canal. Will that be the canal? The canal, the last line of that paragraph, those 7 lines says the word canal. It's Mikavako. See? 7 lines about the canal. Page Kuf Zayin Amud Bet. Canal is the end of the last line. The canal, last line of the paragraph. It's 7 lines above before the end of the under the paragraph. It says, Mikavako makpeda shalol lekayim mepakim v'taris v'ksuba lo shayach v'kazeh shum peda l'chuliyam. There is a kpeda. But in this case, it doesn't apply. We don't understand what's the kpeda. We don't understand why this is the kpeda. So the Suba Kilkasa, he said maybe he was afraid about a bad luck charm, a bad luck condition, what was common to Milsa. That's a terrible good base, or a base. Maybe he was worried about a bad luck. Maybe. Bad luck, you know, you're playing with the Suba, you're saying, I don't know. What is the Nusa of a Kiyam? If you make a mistake in a tzuba, either by it requires either an erasure or an addition between the lines, so what do you write? What do you write as follows? Kevas v'kanina, to give an example. Nichtav was written al hamachak, on the erasure, or you write down nichtav bein hashurim, was written between the lines, and some add, two things that come to clear. Some add v'shura hamishit, in the fifth line of the document, which you know exactly what it's referring to. Or, and some also add, Vizel Kiyumo. And this is its Kiyum. Those are the various variations of what you should write on the bottom. I was at a Maisa, I told Rav Moshe, they left out the word Vikanina, and left out the space of Vikanina. Rav Moshe put it in a carrot. I would have put it simple away. I must have become it. I would have put it away. It was a fancy calligraphized job.
Why are you checking?
He hold on, bowed and kameya, aid and dali. I'm more than he's a psu. He knows. It's not a shekel. He is more than that. She does that. He has his obligation to the psu. That's what Moshe writes. Wait a second. What do you do though if there's a problem with her yichus? Let's say she would have had a joyous abortion. I have this case. A woman, she was married a girl, and she was a balas tshuva. She had a goyish boyfriend. Luckily, he wasn't a kohen.